There you are. The only paladin who spends more time at a desk than in the training yard. And I see you're poring yourself over a map. Wait, don't tell me. Are you still trying to find a place for your holy pilgrimage? Yes, it's me. Took you a second, didn't it? Did you think I was some friendly but somehow knowledgeable stranger? A stalker? I'm dirty from the road, but I don't care. Hug me, you fool. I missed you. And you smell like a library. Bless you. I haven't smelt books in a year. Nonsense. Call me Zoe now. We're equals, remember? Well, the map is the only way I recognized you. Yeah, you've changed. I can see it in your eyes, and I love what you've done with your hair. Oh, it's fine. You change the outside all you want. I know the inside. Yes, I've changed too. I think red armor suits me, don't you? No. I still have lessons to teach you. You were supposed to flirt with me there. As opposed to what you did, which was nod your head like you're scared of me. I don't bite. Well, let me give you another chance, and I'll be even more direct. Do you have time to catch up with your old mentor? Or am I just a part of your history? Well, I'd rather be a part of your future. Is that so wrong? I'm no longer your mentor. Or am I too bold? You look hesitant. I was too bold. Or... I feel different too. Yes, that's a good thing. My pilgrimage, of which I've only just completed, left an impact on me. Be right there. Look, meet me tonight if you're interested. I have to go. Yes, the usual spot, of course. It was good to see you. I thought about you a lot while I was gone. A year is a long time. Hey, you're late. I was worried you weren't coming. Yeah, same spot. The statues everyone forgot about on the quad everyone lets grow over. Thanks, you look nice too. I mean it. It's good to see you in something you want to wear, rather than vestments or armor, things you have to wear. Gods, it's nice out here. Away from all that routine. The busy bodies, the prayer, pages, quotes, philosophy, singing. But out here, no holy books, no church, just us. Oh, come on. Don't you ever feel suffocated in there? You've always been better at dealing with that sort of thing. You're so patient. I won't lie. Now that I've had a taste of freedom, it's hard being back. Give it time. That's easy for you to say. Don't you ever think the church exerts just a little too much control over us? What to wear, what to think? Yes, I went on my pilgrimage and I slayed 7 demons in B-lands like I said I would. My holy quest. You're not slick. Don't think I didn't notice you changing the subject. But I'll humor you. What are you considering for your pilgrimage? Surely you've narrowed it down. You really still don't have any idea? Well, yes, of course. There's always a lot of people who need our help. That's why we go. You know, as long as it stays in your head as something never done, it's perfect. But sooner or later, you have to get out there and pick something. Hey, trust me. Doing something feels a lot better than agonizing over hypotheticals. Sitting around and wondering what if, it will drive you mad. Listen, you're cute when you worry, but don't get too bogged down with the details. Why? Because you're gonna do great. I mean it. You have a hard time taking a compliment, you know. Listen to me. You're a good person. When you hold your sword, it looks like it weighs as much as a piece of driftwood. You love the gods, and the gods love you. I know things are going to work out for you, no matter where you go for your pilgrimage. Have a little faith in yourself. Thanks. I missed you too. Did you remember me in your prayers at night? Me too. When I did pray. Don't look so shocked. It's an entirely different world out there. The world isn't nearly as black and white as they would have you think. Hey, look at me. It isn't blasphemy to acknowledge the world is complicated. To say there's gray areas or hard questions. I know you're not that naive. If I find the church so stifling, why am I here? Maybe I wanted to see you again. I missed you. I'm not saying I hate the church or the gods. But I am learning I don't need them to be strong. Or to help people. What else did I learn? I learned that I cared about you. I care about you a lot. More than a mentor should have, if I'm being honest. Because you're kind and you're earnest and beautiful and you have a wicked sense of humor that for some reason you try to hide. And I think you're brilliant. You do the right thing. That's why you're here. Is it so strange that I would be attracted to you? That I would admire you? Of course I still believe in the gods. And I believe they put us in each other's path for a reason. Is it that late already? Why were you so late getting here? Did you hesitate? I'm sorry. I saw you today and everything just rushed out of me. It's been so long. Here. A kiss on the cheek. The elders may frown on it, but the gods won't. I missed you. And I want you. And I want you to think about this life you've sworn yourself to. Ask yourself how much you need the church versus how much the church needs you. I wasn't kidding when I said I know you on the inside. Do it for me, please, as a favor. Just think about it. Think about if they need to control so much of your life. The gods won't hate you for asking if you're happy. And that's all I want from you. Can you look at me right now, here, and say with 100% conviction that you are happy with everything? Then don't put morality into your suffering. You're not a better person because you're suffering or because you've made sacrifices that you didn't have to make. Right, I'll take my hands off your shoulders. Sorry, I got carried away. Yeah, we do have to go. See you later. Will you think about what I said? Yes, I'll think about what you said too. I know I will. All right. Until next time.